You are listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
Friends don't let friends do things they'll regret.
I've always wanted a face tattoo.
Ah!
Friends don't let friends make questionable choices.
I will be representing myself, Your Honor.
And friends definitely don't let friends smoke, especially when there's an e-cig that looks, feels, and tastes just like the real thing, the Enjoy King. So give a friend you care about the only e-cig worth switching to. Enjoy King. Cigarettes, you've met your match. Available at participating 7-Eleven, Walgreens, and other retailers nationwide. Not for sale to minors. Contains nicotine, which is addictive. Find out more at enjoy.com.
When you first met him, it was kind of all right. But over time, he got needy. You felt him always there, annoying, wanting you to meet him outside, wanting to see you more and more often, taking your money, the money you wanted to use with your friends at the mall. And the worst part of it is, you just smoked another one. Smoke just a few, and cigarettes can start to control you. Just another real cost of tobacco. Go to therealcost.gov to find out more. Brought to you by the FDA.
For years, you've enjoyed listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Now, you can watch us, too.
That's right, Rob. You can watch Sports Night with Parker and the Man on the Parker and the Man website, parkerandtheman.com, and the Premier Talk Sports Network website, PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com.
So you mean you can watch me eat chicken wings or play with my glasses during commercials?
And you can watch me work very hard while he does such a thing. It's Sports Night with Parker the Man, online streaming and on the radio as well on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Hey, Mar,
yeah.
Go watch us.
Salsa Priano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. I was born and raised in Michigan, just like Better Made. We are a Michigan company since 1930. We employ Michigan people, use Michigan potatoes, Michigan salt, Michigan cartons. Our company is owned by Michigan people, so support Michigan. Buy Michigan products. Buy Better Made.
If you've been injured in an accident and it wasn't your fault, you already have enough to worry about. The Daily Law Firm will get you the compensation you rightly deserve, and there's no fee you don't win. It's guaranteed. So if you're unlucky enough to have had an accident, on the road, at work, or anywhere else for that matter, call us at 844-DIAL-DLF and let the Daily Law Firm help you move on from your unfortunate mishap. The Daily Law Firm, always fighting for you.
The best haircuts in Detroit are at Sporty Cuts.
Home of the $10 all-even haircut. Hey, Teak, don't take too much off. Come on!
7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers, Sporty Cuts.
AM 1130 WDFN has the only outdoor radio show in Detroit. Bob Bauer's Outdoor World, every Saturday morning from 10 to noon. We'll tell you where, when, and how to do it with tips from the experts, plus our fishing guide reports, recipes, and first aid advice. The spring transition is on, and we're on. Go to our Facebook page and like it. Then tune in to www.bobbowersoutdoorworld.com or AM 1130 WDFN Detroit.
Want to be cutting edge?
Want to grow your target audience?
Try live video streaming. Call Stream Michigan. 866-777-4777. Stream Michigan is Michigan's top live video streaming company. Seminars, sporting events, weddings, parades, you name it.
They can do it.
Visit StreamMichigan.com to check out their most recent work or call 866-777-4777. Watch your events grow.
With Stream Michigan. With Stream Michigan. With Stream Michigan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
All right, let's do this thing. Let's get everybody caught up. Rob, come on. You don't have time to waste. We're only on until 10 o'clock. Then it's the weekend already. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it. All right, it's time for a sports wrap sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in Detroit, go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers. His name is the man, Mark Wilson.
Midwest region in Indianapolis. Give it up to St. Elmo's and a little shrimp cocktail.
Big shrimp cocktail.
You love the shrimp cocktail of St. Elmo's in Indianapolis. 73-71, Michigan a wiener, and it's good to be with a wiener. They're heading off to Elite Eight Sunday against the Kentucky Louisville Wiener, and that means it could be a rematch of last year's national championship game. Jordan Morgan, 15. Nick Stauskas, 14. GR3 at 13. offset Jordan McRae's 24 for Tennessee, and that's how it goes, people. Quanzo Martin is not moving on. John Beilein is 73-71. Michigan, second year in a row to the Elite Eight. East Region at New York City, about 25, 30 minutes away, because UConn and Iowa State are still playing. 5-point lead for UConn late in that game. Spartans and Virginia coming up after that UConn-Iowa State game is fini. NBA at the Palace, Bad Boys reunion night is blowout reunion night. Miami blowing out the Pistons, 103-71, 32-point lead late in the fourth quarter. Triple-double for LeBron James.
So what are you telling me? The Pistons got blowed out?
They got blown. Are you shocked? LBJ, last I looked, 16 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. Triple-double for LeBron. On the night we honor the total antithesis of the current Pistons. Wings are in Toronto tomorrow to play the Leafs. Baseball exhibition in Lakeland. Final one at Joker Marchant. They beat the Tigers, beat Tampa 6-3 was your final there. Kinsler v. Martin, AJ with two hits. Alex Avila, first spring home run. Last spring game is tomorrow. Already tomorrow at Vieira, Florida against the Nationals. 15-12, the Tigers in the no-count exhibitions. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. Other NHL, the Flyers now lead Toronto 4-2 in the third. Wings are getting some help from the Flyers tonight. Pittsburgh is helping them out, too, beating Columbus 2-1 right now in the third. Ottawa over Chicago 3-2 third. 2-0 Dallas over Nashville in the second. Calgary with the early goal on the Rangers, 1-0 in Alberta. Other NBA, overtime in Orlando. Magic lead the Bobcats 107-103. Raptors have beaten the Celtics 105-103. Wizards over the Pacers. Nice job by Washington, 13 points better than mighty Indiana, 91-78. Nets lead the Cavaliers 100-84 in the fourth. Paul Pierce with 24. Blazers lead the Bulls in Chicago 71-54 third. T-Wolves, absolute wipeout of the Lakers tonight in the third, 96-60. Minnesota leads the Lakers. That's more like it, New York Knicks. That's what a team is supposed to do to that team. Pelican Briefs lead the Jazz 62-56 in the third. Thunder over the Kings 58-44 third. PGA Texas Open round two. Going to the weekend, Steve Bowditch with the lead 8-under par. That's a one-shot margin. Phil Mickelson made the cut. He shot 77 day one. He needed a birdie on the 18th to hit plus three. He got that. He'll be playing Saturday and Sunday. And Serena Williams, Lena tomorrow in the women's tennis final at the Sony Open Key Biscayne, Crandon Park style. That is your sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts. All right, we're down to the American League Central Division. We've already made our picks. Again, just to recap, we're both going Washington over Atlanta, or at least Washington in the East, Pittsburgh in the Central, Dodgers in the NL West. Our first discrepancy is you picked the Yankees in the East. I picked the Devil Rays, whatever they are, the Rays. And we both take the Texas Rangers in the American League West. Am I right so far, sir?
Yes.
Okay. American League Central, what do you want to do? What do you want to go with this, babe? Where am I going? Come on, Lee.
All right, I'm not gonna play around. Last year we know the Indians finished one game behind the Tigers. And the Royals had some unbelievable pitching, Mark, and they still do. I think the Tigers are going to struggle offensively. I just don't see it. I look at the bottom of their lineup. Can you look at it? Mark, once you get past Cabrera and Victor Martinez, who do you got? You had the lineup, right? Don't you have the starting lineup, or you don't have it in front of you?
Okay. Not in front of me, but what do you want to know? I mean, I know it.
Then you have, go ahead, give me Alex, right?
I can't think
of Austin Jackson.
Well, I don't think that's as bad as you do, so I don't agree with you on struggling.
Okay.
I don't think that's where my bread's buttered here, to be honest with you.
I don't see an offense with enough power.
Well, look.
And I don't see them pitching to Cabrera.
What does Alex Gonzalez provide? We don't know at 37. I'll go this route with you. I'll go this way with you. Is Rajai Davis a guy that once you get to see him a lot, I mean, can you figure him out and just not put him on base so he can't steal? Absolutely. Will Andy Dierks be any good by what you've seen from him in the past, now coupling with an injury? We don't know that for sure. Alex Avila hit his first spring homer today. I said there's major concerns at the catcher spot.
But we know what he is. He's a once in a while, he'll give you a power.
He had one all-star year and has been down since. Brian Holiday is not a good enough backup, in my opinion. They got rid of the better backup in Brian Peña, who's now with Cincinnati, for Brian Price. There's a lot of Bryans going on around here. What the devil's going on with all these Bryans? Ian Kinsler. I mean, Look, what is the lock? Where's Kansas? The lock solids? We think Cabrera's a lock solid. We think V-Mart without power is lock solid.
Well, he's going to hit for average.
Torrey Hunter's going to he's turning 40 years old here. We already saw August and September weren't good.
Not good at all.
They kind of hid that a little bit behind the whole fielder thing. But Torrey Hunter had a batting average well into the 300s that struggled to stay above 290. I mean, I know you said, well, but he was already a lot of at-bats at that point. Maybe that's the point where he starts to break down now.
What Austin Jackson will you see? The guy who, in the beginning of the playoffs, Mark, couldn't touch the ball.
Or the guy that Jim Leland had to place down in the batting order.
Finally had to drop because he couldn't. Hello! So when
I just wanted to do that. Thanks.
When I start looking at
how you doing
that lineup, I just have issues. I think they will struggle offensively. I just do.
Will Max Scherzer be 21-3?
No, he will not.
How's Doug Fister? Oh, he's not there.
Oh, he's not there.
Has Rick Porcello been lit up this spring?
Yes, he has.
Are you certain Drew Smyly is the lefty of the future?
I have no idea. And the bullpen, Joe Nathan's nice to have. Can you get to Joe Nathan? I'm not sure they're
going to. I know you like Nathan.
Right, but can you get to him?
I'm even going to tell you this. At some point, a 40-year-old Nathan's going to start breaking down, too.
Well, we saw him got beat up the other day. What was that, Sunday?
And then he came back with a nice performance. I'll give him that. I'm not going to use spring training against him. Now, when we say this, you got to say it in concert with the rest of the division. We're doing the division. So is Kansas City that much better? I'm going to tell you this honestly. In my opinion, no. I think this love the Royals are getting because of Shields, if you look further down that rotation, I ain't seeing it.
Mark, last year they had the best ER in the American League.
Didn't get to that yet because of that bullpen. That bullpen is pretty darn good.
Not pretty darn good. It is.
But
tremendous.
Can you get to the bullpen? You just said the same thing.
Yes. I think you're going to get to the bullpen.
Now, what about hitting? Aoki?
Aoki. I like Aoki at the top of the batting order. Mark, that's a nice pickup. Infante was a 300 hitter last year. You don't like him?
I've never really been a thrill guy when it comes to Omar Infante's bat. He's done some decent things. He made an all-star team. I'm not ripping him for the past successes. Absolutely, I won't. But Eric Hosmer and Mike Moustakas have to bust it out now. They've been around a couple of years.
They've had some big hits, and they've done some stuff. They had a nice little run at the end of the year.
Hosmer and Moose, I saw them play in AAA. I think that they're not much better than I saw them, and they're good players. Don't get me wrong. I just don't think this is the time. They're not ready yet for this bit of business. Kansas City has been so down for so long that I think it's going to take a lot more to get them back. Now, the team I'm a Terry Francona freak. I think the world of Francona. I thought of that in Boston. I liked him when he was here as a coach for Buddy Bell. And Francona, if it's a team to me, it's Cleveland. Swisher, Santana, Kipnis, the guy went to my high school.
Yeah, but
my high school.
But they also lost Kazmir and Jimenez, Mark, with that bullpen. They lost those guys, starters. And then their bullpen was iffy last year. They were 34-8 in one run in extra inning games. Bullpen and their closer was Carlos. What am I thinking of his name? Who went to the Dodgers. They lost their closer, right? So they got some issues there.
Perez, you're talking about.
Chris Perez. I was going to say Carlos Perez. Mm-hmm. I'm not buying the Indians the same way.
Okay. I think it's fair. I'm not saying – I don't think anything's set
White
in stone
Sox here. Are out. Twins are out. So we're not even – those two, they're two out.
The only problem with the White Sox
– they're out. I'm sorry. They're
as
out.
As good as Jose Abreu, I think, will be.
And that's the guy, right.
He's
the first baseman.
I don't think they did enough with the pitching to go along with Chris Sale. You got this great guy.
You need to give him help. It can't be just Chris Sale, and he's great, Mark.
Quintana is shaky to me. Danks is shaky to me.
Quintana's he tends to walk people too much. His control isn't where it needs to be.
I don't, Adam Dunn is still just an absolute slug sometimes.
What a mess.
Homer or strikeout. I have more White Sox fans. I got buddies who are, over Chicago who are White Sox fans that absolutely hate Adam Dunn.
I don't blame them.
Can't figure out why in the earth Ventura would keep him
on. One year
there.
He batted like 200 or so. It was terrible.
And he 35 times a year he'll do something cool.
All right, let's go.
500 times a year he won't.
Let's go. Let's
That's
go
all
with
I'll tell you. Well, you didn't even do Minnesota. No idea.
No, come on, Minnesota.
Think they're done?
All they got is they got Phil Hughes. They did pick up Phil Hughes, right?
Ricky Nolasco.
Yep.
And you got Joe Mauer and Jason Kubel.
Joe Mauer, who's playing what? First base now,
yeah. Well, if you're
what about that long contract that the Twins
gave? Wait. If your Cy Young candidate is Glenn Perkins,
Stop.
Okay, we're done with it. They're the Houston Astros North.
All right, are you ready?
I am ready to make my pick.
I'll go first.
Yes.
Kansas City.
God, I can't believe you're going with the Royals. Man, what is wrong with you?
Tigers, Indians, White Sox, Twins.
I have winning the division, the Cleveland Indians.
No, you do not.
I do. That's how much I'm in love with T. Francona. I got a man crush on T. Francona.
Okay, you're making me very uncomfortable now.
Come on, Rob. It's 2014. Live a little.
A little. Okay.
All right. I got Cleveland over the Tigers. Now, do you want to get to what their playoff teams look like?
Yes. So okay. In the American League, you got give me your three division winners and your two wild cards.
We got Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Texas, Cleveland. My wild cards are the Tigers and Boston.
Okay.
So I'm still getting you the Tigers into the postseason.
I got Yankees, Kansas City, Texas, wild cards, Tigers, and Rays.
So we both have the Tigers going to the postseason still.
They do have pitching, Mark. I'm not going to sit here and act like they don't have pitching.
Unless something happens to Verlander, Sanchez, and Scherzer, that's the big three. What happens after that, you know, hopefully Porcello keeps winning double digits and Smiley can make it happen.
Okay.
That's what you hope for. National League?
What we got? Nationals?
Nationals, Pittsburgh, Dodgers. We got
the same three.
Yeah. My wild cards are the Atlanta Braves and the St. Louis Cardinals.
I got Pittsburgh. I can't remember who I had. Okay.
Giants, Cardinals. Who do you have? Come on.
Okay. And then I got we have the same three. And I think I have, I don't have Atlanta. I don't.
You didn't have Philly. Who did you have in the, you know, the Mets?
No.
You know, the Cubs.
In the East. No.
Milwaukee?
So I got, I'm going
to. The Brewers?
No, because I have Pittsburgh. It's hard for me to go against St. Louis again to make the playoffs. So I'm going to go with St. Louis and the Giants.
Tell you what, we'll pick our World Series champion to finish it up tonight. 248-848-1130. Who's going to win it all 2014? Could it be your Detroit Tigers? I'm just waiting for Rob to give me any reaction whatsoever.
Not this year.
Michigan a winner tonight going to the Elite Eight. Sports Night with Parker the Man, Mark Wilson, Rob Parker, Detroit's 1130, WDFN the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130, WDFN the Fan.
Okie dokie, come on, stop reading and get with the programmage, Mr. Paca. It's no secret that with all these potholes and this darn crater thing happening, it results in all sorts of problems for your car, your tires, broken ball joints, tie rods, front wheels out of alignment. You know what I'm talking about. If you're one of the many that have fallen victim to potholes and craters like this, they look like swimming pools in my neighborhood. Take your car, truck, or van to the pros at Expert Car Care. That's Xpert.
That's right, Mark. They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. And you'll be back on the road safe and sound the same day.
Expert Car Care services everything on your vehicle from top to bottom, A to Z, whether it's something as simple as a tire repair, as major as replacing an engine or tranny. That's a transmission to you in the know. And be sure to mention two unbelievable human beings.
Is that Parker and the Man?
No, it's two other guys, but we'll go with us now.
And, Mark, if you do that, you'll receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
That's over $100 in savings passed on to you. Expert Car Care. Go see Mike. Come on, his people, they take care of you. Has locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, on 8 Mile between Mountain and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Red Wings tomorrow night. Pistons are done tonight. Lost 110-78. LeBron has a triple-double, and Michigan moving on to the Elite Eight. They defeat Tennessee in a kind of a wild one down the stretch. They're waiting for the winner of Louisville and Kentucky. Michigan State about to go in about 10 minutes. Rob, before you talk about the thing you're going to talk about there, let's real quick give us your prediction. What are you thinking?
I have the...
Who's playing? Just let's get to the World Series. Through all the wild card stuff, we both have the Tigers and the wild card. Who's playing the World Series?
All right. You ready?
I am. You want me to say first?
Yeah, you go first.
I've got the Tampa Bay Rays and the Los Angeles Dodgers with the Dodgers, their first World Series championship since 1988.
You're unbelievable.
What, you pick them too?
Yep. But I picked the
Dodgers-Yankees?
Dodgers-Kansas City Royals.
Oh, my God. You're really going on a limb.
I'm going out. Dodgers-Kansas City Royals.
You want to be a big hero, don't you?
Nope. I'm just saying. That's it. Dodgers-Kansas City Royals.
Read your thing. And let's...
L.A. Dodgers winning the World Series.
Okay.
I'm with you on that.
We both
them.
Have Dodgers. There you go. There's our baseball preview show tonight. Thank you. We're so impressed with ourselves.
Very nice. All right. Rob Parker here for Southern Nosh Vegetarian Soul Cafe, Mark. It's reinventing soul food in a great tasting superfoods with no meat in the mix. Power up on the Southern style veggies, proteins, and the savory sides and the smoothies made fresh and fast. You can either dine in or carry out. Go meatless at the Southern Nosh Vegetarian Soul Cafe located on Northwestern Highway, north of 12 Mile in the Sunset Strip. It's presented by Beans and Cornbread, my buddy Patrick down there. So try the Southern Nosh today. Call 248-352-1682. Hey, Mark.
Yo.
Go get Southern Noshed.
What's happening, Noah?
Guys, outstanding week.
Thank you.
You guys hit it out of the park this week. Glad you're back in the airwaves. And EP is the producer extraordinaire.
Really?
There we go. EP getting high rates already?
He's taking care of you, huh?
He's the man. You guys have a good weekend, man. Safe travel.
Thanks,
appreciate
Noah.
It. Yep. 1 week in the books, Mark. Hey, it's fun
is
to
Noah
be back.
Is Noah the movie out already? Because he can go see Noah the movie. Noah can go see Noah with Russell Crowe.
I want to see that. Even though it got ripped in the reviews.
Hey, if you're a big old-time music fan, you like Fleetwood Mac?
Me? I think I'm going to have a Fleetwood Mac
attack. Christine McVie is back in the
band. I know. I saw the big interview.
How about that? Christine McVie needs the dough. She's ready to go.
15 years.
15 years since Christine is in Fleetwood Mac. And don't forget, Shep's downtown opening day Monday. Go see him at 7. Is this the good part?
All right, here comes the good part, Mark. Here comes the good part. Be quiet.
On up until the end. Parker's been your friend.
I've been your friend. All right, Mark.
Join 1130 WDFN, the fan, before the game. Live broadcast, Coach's Corner, Center Street near Comerica. Party starts at 7. Limited T-shirts available from Jason Wechter, the motorcycle lawyer. More info on Chef Show in the morning Monday, live downtown, WDFN.com.
All right, and thanks to, of course, EP, Gary, Matt, Nick, Sarah, Ryan, the streaming minions and everybody, because, Mark, we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without
them. Check it all out at ParkerTheMan.com, PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com, WDFN.com, and you can email us at ParkerTheMan@Yahoo.com, Twitter and Facebook, too. He is Rob Parker.
And he is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you Monday at 7.
Fox Sports Radio is next. Again, Matt Shepard, Monday, downtown Detroit for opening day 2014. Sports Night with Parker DeMann recorded live in front of a tape studio. And I think you know that by now.
If you want to go to
what did
Kansas
I say? Kansas City to the World Series. Dodgers beat them.